Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born.
On Sunday, September 4th, 2011, I was in warp drive on the thruway from Amsterdam, trying to make the 11 a.m. service at Metropolitan New Testament Baptist Church. I made it to the light on the hill on 2nd Street almost on time. After the service, I felt a bump in my tire. My friend Karen agreed to follow me to get air. We found a tire blister, so she followed me home along Route 5. The wind picked up, and light rain started after Rotterdam Junction. When I got to Swart Hill Road, it was like moving into another room. There was a wall of water coming down. Over the smokestacks of the old power plant across the river, I saw lightning flashing three streaks at a time, over and over again. It looked like pitchforks. The sky was dark gray with scary clouds. A wall of rain poured over me. I was trying to keep the bike up and see the line in the road. I finally saw it and made it to the shoulder. I felt the grass on the edge and put down the kickstand. I was between the Cranesville Firehouse and Swart Hill Road. The wind was pushing hard. Leaves, sticks, and small debris were hitting me in the face. Water was white capping on the road. I turned the bike off, but turned my gospel music on full volume. I thought, Lord, I'm in your hands. I put my head down on the gas tank, closed my eyes, and prayed. My mind became still, and soon the storm did also. When I lifted my head up, all traffic was stopped, and a huge tree lay across the highway in the eastbound lane. Other trees were uprooted and snapped. Power lines were down. Up on the hillside, a transformer was hanging upside down on a snapped pole. The cemetery was torn up. The trees around the restaurant on the hill were down. I waited until the rain stopped to start my bike. When I got home, Karen was ahead of me. She had passed me in the storm without seeing me. We were so glad to see each other and thanked God.
Tornadoes crossing the thruway. Oh my God.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
One of the entries of my stories from the Mohawk Valley contest, motorcycling through the tornado from last year that struck Cranesville. Entered by Jimmy Mackey of Amsterdam. Our next tale comes from a person named Arlene Madej. Familiar with Arlene? She's a real fan of the morning show. And she writes about the hamlet of Manny's Corner, where she's lived for quite a while, and she has quite a few tales to tell. And I guess I thought I'd put in another, a song that comes from the religious experience, if you will, to illustrate Manny's Corner. It's called Brighten the Corner.
Brighten the corner.
Arlene Madej lives in Hegeman. Her story, The Hamlet of Manny's Corner. And I'm always confused about this. I'm going to call it Manny's Corner. But Arlene actually writes Manny's Corners. I'm sure you could take it either way. And after we're done reading, we'd welcome calls from the grammar police. Arlene Madej writes, there were two Gabriel Mannies. The older one lived in a home on the corner of Route 67 and the Hegeman Road, Manny's Corner, where stage coaches stop for food and rest. The younger Gabriel Manny lived on the Mohawk Turnpike, which is now Lower East Main Street, in a house with a white picket fence around it. It was directly across from Cousins Park, where I grew up in the 1940s. I've always had an interest in the history of Manny's Corner, which is where our family moved in 1950. That's today, Route 67, Truax Road, the road to Hegeman, that intersection. Arlene writes, "The most interesting place was the one-room schoolhouse, which was next to one of the oldest cemeteries in the town. A 1790 sign says it contains the graves of four Revolutionary soldiers. The school was taught by one teacher for all students from first to seventh grade. Many ice cream socials were held at the school. These were common social gatherings of the time period. My husband attended the school and said the oldest child played the part of janitor, which included cleaning and keeping the fires going. In the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, there were a few businesses in Manny's Corner, some of which have now gone. These included Rowland Brothers Dairy Farm, Johnson's Dairy Farm, a blacksmith shop, a cider mill, Verclear Stone Quarry, Mike Mitek Gas Station, an airport, Harmon's Ice Pond. Later came Manny's Corner's Garage, the Chanticleer Restaurant, and Paul's Texaco Gas Station and Road Stand, which was owned by my father. Sometimes people would pay my father with chickens, eggs, or garden produce. Gas was 3 gallons for $1 in those days. This is where I met my future husband, who was our paper boy. We've been married for almost 58 years now. Some of the family names of former residents of Manny's Corner from the 1890s to the early 1900s include Schuler, Crane, Eggleston, Ecker, Collins, Marcellus, French, DeGraff, and Johnston. In 1800, the first Presbyterian church was built in Manny's Corner. The Reverend Ebenezer Silman was the first pastor of the church. The last class of the one-room schoolhouse graduated in 1960. Today, Manny's Corner is at the intersection of Route 67, which leads to Saratoga Springs and beyond.
Right in the corner, there you are. Right in the corner, where you are. Right in the corner, where you are. Someone far from harbor, you may guide across the bar. Right in the corner, where you are.
And thanks to Arlene Madej of Hegeman for her stories from Manny's Corner, or Manny's Corners, which once had a gas station and road stand owned by her dad. And thanks again to Jimmy Mackey for his gripping tale of his experience, Jimmy from Amsterdam, his experience riding his motorcycle through the 2011 Cranesville tornado. Stories from the Mohawk Valley. Taking tomorrow off, but we'll continue the stories from the Mohawk Valley tour, if you will. These are entries in my recent contest, Stories from the Mohawk Valley. On Monday, we'll have the story by Sharon Menich of Broad Alban, who remembers growing up on Amsterdam's Eagle Street, across the street from where Kirk Douglas lived as a lad. And we'll also hear the story by our second prize winner in the competition, Teresa Moran of Glenville, who researched the 1859 creation of Blood and Howard in Fort Hunter, one of the first factories in the country to manufacture brooms from corn. You can get your copy of the book that started it all, my history book, Stories from the Mohawk Valley, The Painted Rocks, The Good Benedict Arnold, and more. It's available everywhere. You can pick up signed copies at the Old Peddler's Wagon, 175 Church Street in Amsterdam, or the Bookhound, 16 East Main Street in Amsterdam.